Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How can you describe the back and forth with Chris before that second inning and how much you appreciate the job that Clay Holmes did?
There wasn't a lot of back and forth. He told us how he felt and what had gone on in the warm-ups and how he's feeling. There wasn't any back and forth. So he needed to come out. Clay Holmes really picked us up. I mean, that's his best performance of the year with a lot of separation between the next one. To navigate that lineup, that team's put up, the amount of runs they've put out in the last 4 days, and to do the job he was able to do with some traffic. I think he ended up walking four and hitting one and still only scored with one run. It was an inherited run with a double that Rendon hit that scored Eaton. Mix of the pitches, the breaking ball was a go-to pitch for him for sure. Did throw some good sinkers. Kept the left-handers off balance and the right-handers off balance. Big shot in the arm.
What happened with Felipe, Clint? You and Brian both looked hesitant to go out initially.
I wasn't sure whether it was the pitch call or what, if there was something physically. So I gave it a little time.
What did it end up being?
It ended up being just he, every once in a while, will catch a little glitch in his back. And then it goes away. So he just stepped off the mound and said, I'll be fine. I'm fine. He said, I'll let you know when it goes away. So.
Any preliminary indication of that, Chris?
No. I don't touch that. I don't touch that, no. There's no way to know until we send him in to get an MRI and the doctor look at him tomorrow.
He just said it was during one. He was fine the first inning. Or just the
Obviously, it was fine the first inning, the way he threw the ball and cut him up, and then something just reacted wrong in his warm-ups. All his warm-ups, I don't know if anybody was watching, but his warm-ups were all out of whack. You kind of think, well, that's different, and then he knew that it was way too different.
You mentioned something out in Anaheim about Marte in reference to his consistency and what he's done as a mature major leaguer. Is it possible that he's maybe, even in the wake of what Bell and Reynolds have done this season, been your most consistent performer?
Yes, he has. And I say that without hesitation. The amount of defense he's had to play as well that nobody's talked about, nobody's even mentioned. We've played a lot of defense this year. And he's had to go out in the outfield and run down a lot of balls. He's played a lot of defense. And he's provided a lot of offense. And he's stolen 20-plus bases. So the physical toll, and for him to stay in the hunt, and his inning streak just got snapped the other day because they took him out of the game last night with a score as lopsided it was. You know, that was one of his goals coming in the season, was to be dependable. And he's been very, very dependable.
It was obviously good to see you guys get something with the bases loaded. Not a change in approach, but a change in attitude, or do you think they went into that maybe a little bit differently than what was kind
of? You know, Stallings whacked the first one. Cabrera saw some pitches and got a walk. It's what they're trying to do every night. Sometimes you get the results and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you foul off pitches, sometimes you square them up. Marte squared his up. When you look at what went on tonight, this is one of the best team victories we've had all year. For the guys to have to pitch back-to-back nights that did, Rodriguez out 10 days to come back and give us five, Feliz to come back in that situation to do what he did back-to-back nights, for Holmes to give us the distance that he did after your starter went one inning, after starters went four and a third, and then two, it's one of the best team victories we've had all year.
I was going to ask you about Rich. It looked like he was really sharp coming back like that. You didn't have a rehab or anything? I mean, how was that as impressive to you as it was to me that he was that good coming back like that?
It was. We've had some success with the guys that we've done in that 10-day window. You know, you give them a short time down, and then you get them back on a throwing program, and then you get them a couple bullpens. The last one was a very aggressive bullpen Sunday in Williamsport. We actually had, it wasn't even a simulated game. We had guys stand in, throw your pitches, sit down, go and throw a few more to bounce back. Fastball was play, had play and had life to it. I thought I was right there with you. It looked very, very fresh, very, very strong.
It sounds like
sounds cliche, but you guys could have quit losing two blowouts in a row, and your starting pitcher goes out the first inning. Were you? You're talking now that it was the best victory of the year, or the most complete victory of the year, as you termed it. Was there a good sense in the dugout there in the second, third, fourth, fifth inning?
Well, it's unfortunate that you can't be in the dugout every night because you'd have no idea. The vibe doesn't match the record. The effort and the energy don't match the record. We know that. You don't win games on vibe, and you don't win games on effort. You win games with results. We got the right results tonight. However, that team's got no quit in them. They're going to fight. They're going to play. And there's a code of honor that you play when you get in the season where we are right now. There's a code of honor you represent. They still represent the name on the front of the jersey. They still represent Pittsburgh, and they represent the name on the back. And that's what they're doing.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.